Hello, everyone, and welcome to Interview with a Vidpire Part 3. Let's get into it, man. At Dumpster Psycho 2894, who's your employees? Like an editor or something? Okay, so I got three employees right now at this very moment. I have someone for thumbnails. It's TDN Artist. I have Weekly Creeps, who is my audio editor, to make everything sound crisp and nice and neat, and making sure that I don't sound like shit, and also adding sound effects. And I have Lady Spookaria. I pay her for monthly stories, so I have a abundance of stories if I need it, in case stories are kind of dry that month or whatever it is. Then she definitely helps me out with that. So yeah, fun shit. And I pitch her ideas, and then she does all the magic for it. So yeah. Speaking of employees, I have two questions from two of them. from at Lady Spookaria, what is your favorite story and why? Oh, fuck, man. I guess it's hard because they're all genres. They're all different types of genres, and it's hard to pick one specific favorite. I guess the one that I think of right now is In the Heart of the Sea, because it's very it's very realistic and it's very fucked, and it could happen to just about anybody. It's one that stuck with me for a long time. That one's I very much enjoy that one, and it's definitely worth a listen. And also from at Weekly Creeps, my audio editor, what do you use as your motivation to keep going, and how do you avoid burnout when making content all the time? Oh, dude, my motivation is basically keeping my roof over my head at the moment. And I guess I avoid burnout by, you know, I'll narrate, but other times I'll back off and I'll do other side projects, or I'll do music, or I'll just play video games and just fuck off from the internet for a while. So it all works out, man. I just make sure to keep a balance in everything, pretty much. At Paul Ross 225, you ever get caught saying scary shit in the closet? And whose closet did you use? I think we ought to know. Okay, so it was my own closet in my own room for both the house I used to live at and the college apartment that I used to... the college campus apartments that I used to live in. They were both mine. I don't think I've ever been caught saying scary shit. I know that... I know one of my roommates could hear me talk every so often. Whenever I was in the closet, like they would hear muffled talking, because so they knew what I did for a living, but they heard muffled talking and were like, "Yo, I heard you," and I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's cool, man." you know, as long as you don't fuck with what I'm doing at like 2, 3, 4 in the morning, it's all good. Yeah. At Francis Kovalaskis 8977, what are your comfort foods and favorite drinks, hot and cold? Oh, dude. Okay, drinks, coffee. Fucking 100,000% coffee. My comfort food is probably chicken fajita wraps, like the homemade ones, or apples with peanut butter are also very, very, very comforting to me. I very much enjoy those. I could eat those all day, and I guess blueberry smoothies are also great. Yeah, those are some of my comfort foods. At German Apple Mullen Tree 6152. Vid, you and Lighthouse would be like peanut butter and jelly. I beg you, please, please, please collab, or better join your forces. Vidhouse 22. So when we listen to your voice or Somnium's channel again, or even Lighthouse. Love these collabs. Yeah, man. I could hit up Lighthouse one of these days and see if he's down to do something. I don't know. It's all up to him, man. And yeah, dude, I'll be working with Somnium, I'm sure, in the future. It's just, you know, sometimes it takes time, dude. We're all busy out here, so it just takes time, man. But yeah, I do expect to collaborate with a bunch of people later on. So we'll see how it goes. At Norgrinarm? I hope I said that right. Oh my god, I don't know. I would like to know your favorites. Sorry, I speak poor English and spell even worse. When it comes to food, exercise, OMG, this is bad. Again, not English and music. Krampa dig? I don't know what that means, but yes, totally. I got you. So, my favorite food is... that's tough, man. I guess when it comes to food, I love rice. I love shrimp and rice. I love eggs. I love pancakes, like breakfast for dinner type stuff. I like pancakes, eggs, and bacon. Oh my god, dude, fuck me up. I think those are all great, man. And when it comes to exercise, I do a full body exercise every 3 times a week. So it's everything from arms to legs to core to shoulders to back to, you know, just about everything. So it's just, I guess it just works out for me. And music, dude, music is tough. I guess blues or rock are probably my favorite types of music. Very fun shit, man. Yeah, I hope that answers your questions. At John Waish 5926, were you a fan of creepypasta before you started doing it yourself? Dude, sadly, no. I think I've seen like two. I never had the retention to listen to it, man. It just wasn't my thing. I listened to comedy stuff, and I listened to, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff on YouTube. That just wasn't creepypasta stuff. I never listened to it. I was never a consumer. I listened to like Mr. Creepypasta, and then when I was working like 9-to-5 bullshit and like graveyard shift bullshit, then I would work. I'd listen to Dark Somnium, but that was about it. Like I never really, like I would like and comment and like keep fucking views up for some people, but I wouldn't really listen, man. I never got into it. It was just, it wasn't my thing. Ironically, at Alpha Chad 4631. Great new upload as usual. Thank you. I think that's a vampire. Yeah, good shit. I'm glad you liked it, man. It took a long time. 3 hours long, gonna be a good one. Also, can you do an Aussie accent? I'm keen to hear it. Cheers, mate. So I've heard that my Grant accent is very Aussie. Like, hello, mate. Thank you for joining me as we delve into the dark together. Like, I've heard that's Aussie. Sadly, I was trying to do British, but it didn't really pan out with that story. I was more comfortable doing that accent, and then it just grew and continued on to the lore as I kept going with it, but it's okay, man. So I guess it would be, I kind of can. It depends on how you look at it. I would say that Grant is definitely an Aussie in Devil's Due. As much as it's said that he's British, he sounds Australian in my opinion, but that's okay. I'm really bad at British accents. At Michelina Jurash 1461, if you do have a bucket list, or is the weirdest or craziest thing on it you want to experience? That's a good question, man. I do have a bucket list, so I guess the weirdest thing would be skydiving. I definitely, dude, I want to do that so bad. I want to learn, man. I want to learn how to parachute and get that shit figured out, because you only have one shot, right? If you fuck it up, then that's it, man. So I love that idea, man. So if I don't upload one day, then I probably was skydiving, having some fun shit happen, man. At Star Wars Enthusiast 75, of all the stories you've read, what's a common mistake you find in bad horror stories? Dude, okay, there are a few that stick out. Number one, if the title is not even capitalized, and if it has periods and shit to it, grammar mistakes are a huge factor for if a story is not up to par than it should be. If it's just a huge wall of text, that's a huge fucking problem. It makes it a pain in the ass to fucking narrate, especially. If there's nothing that, if there's no punctuation, if it's just completely fucking just a run-on sentence the entire time, that sucks. Do not. Oh my god, it is such a fucking headache. I've done that before, like years back, and it's such a goddamn disaster to try and record and make sure it's right. But yeah, man, I guess punctuate your shit, man. Make sure it looks nice and tidy, dude. At Sonia Gozman 66. Hi, Vedith. I have always wanted to understand how you get the perfect amount of feeling into your characters. Do you read the story a few times before you start recording? Do you have any special routines that you do before you start? What is it about a story that helps you gravitate to it? Just know I'm asking with my best version of Spanish Roxy. I fucking, hell yeah, man. Fucking go Roxy, dude. I fucking love that shit, man. Well, I'm glad you like Roxy. Dude, okay. So, there's a few things that I look for when there's stories that I need to gravitate towards. First I'll do gravitating for, and then I'll do finding feeling. When I gravitate towards a story, I need it to be punctuated and paragraphed correctly. The title needs to be interesting to pull me in, like even just the title, like so I can be sucked into that world before I even start the reading. That's the main thing. The hook is huge. From there, sometimes I go with reputable authors, ones that I know will do fantastic work, like fucking, yeah, James Caligo, Trash Tia, Skiller, fucking, you know, those people like that, fucking Four Shot Pasta. These guys are all fucking great authors that I've worked with before in the past and I continue to work with because I know they're doing amazing stuff. Oh, and Teddy Dog as well. Teddy Dog's I haven't worked with him in a bit. I need to fucking work with Teddy Dog again, dude. He does fucking off the wall amazing stuff, dude. It's so cool. So you had asked as well, do you have any special routines that you do before you start? I sit down, make sure that my stuff is all sorted, and I'm ready to record, make sure everything's, like, the template's saved beforehand. I turn on my wax candle melter, and that's it. I just get started. I have some water by me, and that's about it. And I keep going till the story's done, or I don't have a voice. So, and when you had asked, understanding how to get the perfect amount of feeling into characters, it's definitely something that I need to get a feel for when reading the story. Like, if there's a short summarized description of the character, like before, like if it's the first line or whatever, or before they start talking or whatever, or even like in context, if they're like in a scene and they do something, then I think, oh, Roxy's a fucking tomboy, or like fucking Samantha from Threshold of Evils, a badass fucking chick, right? Or, you know, that kind of thing, man. Or, Grant from fucking Devil's Due is a fucking pompous cunt, but he also means well. It's something that's just kind of has to be picked up throughout the story and through context, at least for me. I definitely try to hone it later on. Like, I'll start, and I'll be like, okay, I need to make sure that this character is right, so I can continue him throughout the story, and it's not be fucking wavery and terrible, you know what I mean? I definitely need to make sure that it fits with the character. Even if there's, like, fucking sad moments, or there's fucking, they're upset, or raging, or gone, then it feels like they're still part of that story. I hope that makes sense. I hope I answered your questions. At iRageMetal, have you ever written your own stories? And if so, what advice can you give an aspiring horror writer? Sadly, I have not written my own horror stories yet. I will be soon. I'll be writing one specific story for later on, probably in HorrorCon VR. We're going to see how that goes. But I usually don't write my own stories. I usually leave that up to the professionals, to the people that know what they're fucking doing. People have done it for fucking years. I just narrate them from then on, and I see if I can put my own little spin on the world and make sure that everything is crisp and perfect for the author to bear witness to. Yeah, but I guess as an aspiring horror writer, the only thing that I could say is, don't make walls of text, I guess. Make that shit engaging so that, like, say that you read the first paragraph. Make sure that you are caught with that first paragraph. Because if you're not caught, then how is the audience that's reading it is going to get fucking caught on it, man? At least that's how I put it, because that's the same thing I think about with my narrations. Is, you know, if I don't like it, then how the fuck's my audience supposed to care for it? I guess. Hope that helps. At Mechanical Demon, my question is, how long does the full process take you? Say you find a story that takes you an hour to read, how much time does that translate to finish video? Love your videos. The Year Walker is my favorite story from any narrator to date. Well, that's very sweet of you, man. I appreciate that. So I guess I'll put it as baseline. The timing that you see on the video is about one third of what it took to actually make the video. It doesn't take into account the mistakes, the days that I miss recording because it's raining, or fucking there's other background noise in the rooms, or the sound effects added later on, and the post effects, and then compiling it all together, making sure it's fucking set and compressed and leveled, and then putting it into a video, and then making sure that everything fits. Maybe making an intro beforehand, seeing how that goes, and then processing all of it and putting it into YouTube, and then making a members video, and then posting the other video as well for scheduled for release later on. So there's a lot of in-between work, right? And there's also the thumbnail, and there's also the description, and, you know, making sure everything's all tagged and set up for my podcast and Patreon and everything else. So there's a lot of work in between. So I guess you would take it as a third, maybe more, four times the amount of time that the video length is how long it took to make the video, if that makes sense. It could take an hour for me to record a 15-minute scene. It really just depends, man. But there's a lot of work into it, especially if I want to put, like, extra fucking care and work and effort, which I pretty much always do. then it takes a long time, man. It's not just me sitting down recording, man. There's a lot more that goes into it. At Animal Crossing Enjoyer. Oh, I think that's fun, man. I've played that game. I enjoy that as well. Are you a believer in the supernatural, and have you had any unusual experiences that you can't quite explain away? I never used to believe in spirits or anything like that, but then a lot of incidents occurred that were too well-timed and frequent that I could no longer say it was pure coincidence. I'm interested if anyone can relate. Also, what's your favorite video game? So, I am a pretty big believer in spirits, which is funny because my other brothers do not necessarily. And it's just my thing, man. It's just what I do. But, I do. There was an incident, a few incidents. One of them that I've mentioned, that we would call, Longfingers, whenever I was in my old rent house with some of my other friends and acquaintances. I walked between the living room to my room, and in between that is a little hallway that goes to the end of the master bedroom. And when I walked between that, from that living room to my bedroom, in that dark hallway right by the master bedroom, by the bed, was this figure, a big, skinny, silhouetted figure with long black fingers. And of course I took a double take and looked back, and the thing was fucking gone. But it scared the absolute shit out of me, man. I would never wanted to go in that room. I was just, nope, I was not about it. Or the same thing with the closet that I used to record in that old house. It was odd. I was fine in it. A lot of my other buddies were fine with it. But when it came to my sister or our female pets, they did not go anywhere near that closet. It was so wild. And my sister described it as she felt unwelcomed, which is fucking horrifying. Like, I was totally cool with that, man. I recorded for hours in that fucking closet. It was all good, man. I didn't fucking care. But it's just odd, man. So there's a few things. And I woke up at one point for a, I was having sleep paralysis and night terrors for a hot minute about 2 years ago. And at one point I woke up and I saw a hunched silhouetted figure in the corner of my room that I stared at for a long fucking time. And eventually it disappeared in the fucking thin air, which was wild for me. I could have been, you know, half lucid, half asleep. I don't know, but it's just insane to think about, man. I could never explain it. And my favorite video game, oh my god, that's hard, man. Between This War of Mine, The Last of Us, or fucking just Assassin's Creed Black Flag, man. Those are also my fucking OG favorites. Those are the ones that I keep going back to. So, I hope I answered your questions. At ClaireDI2015, do you look like the picture? Not asking in a creepy way, lol. I'm also Scottish from Glasgow. Cool. Great to hear you're a fellow Scot. I absolutely adore your channel and narrations. The rain is so calming. Please never stop doing what you're doing. It brings so much joy. Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much. So I kind of do look like the picture. That's kind of what I was going for, I'm not gonna lie. I wanted it to look similar to me, but without, like, showing what I actually look like or my face or anything. So I got an AI generation to do kind of close to what I usually wear and what I look like. So, fun stuff, man. That's just kind of what I went for, man. Glasgow. Glasgow! At, JahanJahan9524. This homie, if I am not mistaken, just wrote the story that came out yesterday, the oak tree case. Fucking banger, man. Absolute fun shit, man. I love that story, dude. It was so fun to work on. I really loved the whole monster has me doing this against my will. I heard in the intro of one of your older stories, did that ever play out further? And if not, would you consider doing it again? I thought it was a cool idea. Oh my god, yes. Oh my god, yes. I'm gonna keep doing that. I fucking love... Dude, that's why I did it in the first place. I love that fucking idea as well. I just... It didn't seem right to fit into some of these other stories, but I usually save it for really long ones, like Earwalker. Sadly, I don't think if... I don't know. I can't remember if I had done an intro like that for Earwalker or not. But I do want to save it for very long stories and, like, you know, against my control type shit. If I'm really getting personal and down deep with stories, I want to have that element to it too, if that makes sense. I love that idea. It's so fun. I love fucking with the Vidith character. It would, like, you know, me, the so fucking controlled over narrator that's just doing the Vidith creature's bidding. It's so cool, man. I love that idea. It's so fun. From the homie, Four Shot Pastas 666. What's up, dude? Is you is or is you ain't? My is my is. My is. Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm just a fucking dude. I have no idea, man. At the Blind Fay 9779, what's your favorite color? By the way, I did my research, and I just wanted to thank you for letting me know about Audacity. Oh my god, you are so welcome. Audacity is so fucking incredible. I still use it to this day. It is such a helpful tool, dude. It's so nice. My favorite color is turquoise, which is kind of ironic, because the Vidith character is red and black, but I love me some turquoise, man. It's just what I like, man. At Nicole Perry 1157. Hey, V, will you get any more from the Devil's Due series? I love this series. Also, do you have a full-time gig? How do you find the time to push out the masterpieces? Very kind of you. So, Devil's Due, I've not had a chance, sadly, to work on Devil's Due recently. I would love to again, but I think it's the authors are busy at the moment, and Will Rain is, he's dealing with his own stuff at the moment, if I recall correctly from when we had last talked, like, months ago. So it's just, sadly, I've not yet had the pleasure to work on one of his stories. The full-time gig that I'm working is YouTube right now. YouTube, Audio Boom for my podcasting, and Patreon. As well as, in the next few weeks, I'm going to be pushing out a shitload of new merch, which I hope that you all enjoy. I have a lot of talented artists on it, and I hope that you guys like it. So it'll be out very soon. At Annoying 3626. Could we get more King Ones and From Honor the Trail of the Vampire and Devil's Due? Because I truly loved them. The two series, could you possibly let me know as to not keep my hopes up? Thanks, and thank you for Dire Ranger number 5. I hope number 6 in December, maybe January. And Devil's Due, let me know. Thanks, man, so much. You've truly inspired me. I'm happy to hear it, man. So there is going to potentially be Trail of the Vampire Part 6. Devil's Due, I have not heard yet. And the King, I'm assuming that you are referencing to the King Ski Resort video. That does not have a series as far as I'm concerned, which is very sad. I think it was a standalone, as far as I'm aware of. But there will be continuations to certain series in the universes that I've already started running. So no worries, man. There will be more videos, and there will be continuations of characters and story and plot development. So yeah. From at Winged Horse 6549, the fucking goat. Do you need more cookies? Yes. Oh my god, please. Oh my god. I have been dying. Winged, please. Winged, please. I blacked out for a minute. I don't know what happened. At Corgi Love. Serious question. Unlimited tea or unlimited hot chocolate? Fucking easy answer. Unlimited hot chocolate. What the fuck? Fuck tea if I have hot chocolate. That shit's nasty. At TenvaGupta7835. Can't wait to hear the next interview. Yeah, it's I hope you hear it by now, man. This shit is out at this moment. My question is similar to what Sonia Gomez 66 had asked. How do you choose the voice or style for a character? Each of them is so unique. Like in animation, they make character turnarounds and stuff. Do you go to that length? Remembering each character's voice style must be tough. I have a few cheat sheets for it as well. A lot of the characters, if I get a certain vibe for them, and if I know how they act throughout scenes, even before they start talking, like if it's the main character seeing what they do throughout, I can be like, oh, that's a gruff fucking ex-cop who also drinks and smokes, or oh, that's a fucking surfer dude who doesn't know shit about dick, but he still wants to be fucking helpful to these people, or oh, this chick is a sassy fucking classy bitch, and she wants to do the best that she can to help these guys, but also condescending about it, or this one's a ditzy blonde, and she's gonna die in the first fucking 3 minutes of this fucking story, but you know. If I get a certain vibe for it, then I can really reel in and see what these characters would sound like. I guess it's probably just from practice, or possibly from just reading the amount of stories that I've fucking read. But it's something that I really grasp onto, and I really love to make the characters their own people instead of just like, oh, it's me with a higher voice. No, it can be fucking Roxy. It can be Alexandria. It can be fucking Samantha. It can be a whole bunch of different fucking people, depending on how you use it, if that makes sense. And for animation that makes characters turnarounds, I'm not sure if I go to that length. I'm not sure what you're asking. I'm not gonna lie. But I would say I've done both. Like, I've done redemption arc type stuff. When it comes to, like, the character goes down bad and then has to fucking turn to the good side, it's still the character's voice, but his tone is different. Because now he's fucked over and wants to become part of the good guys or whatever. The cheat sheet that I was mentioning earlier, it was not that terrible remembering the character voice. All I have to do is just go back to the series and, like, listen and see what voice I used beforehand, and I continue on from there. And I get that same, you know, I can get that same tone just from hearing it, which is very helpful. Same thing for if there's characters like it's a fucking 6 hour long epic like fucking Yearwalker, then I put a little bookmark next to their voices that I've used, so I can be like, hey, this is this person's like fucking cunty side character number one example, and then from there I can look at that and reference all the way back to like 20 minutes into the story and be like, oh, that's what this dude sounds like that I haven't fucking heard from in like 2 hours, right? So it's just, it's something that I do that really just helps out with the process. At Jamie Jones 9671, do you believe in God/devil? Have you had a Ouija board experience? And if so, do you agree it should be considered before playing? What was your paranormal experience? What is the scariest true story you've heard? All right, I'll break this down into, I guess, three separate answers. I do believe in a deity. Not necessarily the Christian God or devil, but it's just it's my own religion, and I'd like to keep that somewhat private. I'm not an atheist, so I'll put it that way. Have you had a Ouija experience? I have not, and I would never intend to, because that shit scares the hell out of me, and I'm not going anywhere near that shit. I definitely think it should be considered before playing. I think people are fucking idiots about just playing it like, oh, it's just a fucking game, and I'm like, that's a problem, man. Fucking, you know, you don't know what you're fucking with. What was your paranormal experience? So I've mentioned them before with Longfingers, as well as the entity in the corner. So I'm definitely a reference back to those. Those are two of my experiences that have really stuck with me. There was also another one when I was on the highway trying to get back to my house from my parents' place, and Longfingers, the same entity, was on the highway, at least to my understanding. In front of my car, and I ran through it, and nothing happened. It disappeared by that point, and I never saw it again, so it was really fucking odd. And what is the scariest true story you've heard?
I don't know.
I really don't do true horror stories, so I'm not sure. I guess the scariest true story that I can think of was the case of the Toy Box Killer. Fucked me up for a long time. I'm not going to mention it here because YouTube will despise me for it, but definitely do your own research if you feel so inclined. It is not for the weak-stomached, so keep that in mind. From Christopher Jackson 2301, are you going to do any Rougarou stories? Maybe? I don't know. I'm not familiar with Rougarou lore. But that'd be interesting, man. Like, if there was a really solid concept that jumped out to me, then fuck yeah, man, I'd be down for it. I'm not really against doing any types of stories, man. It's just about finding time and making sure all of it's up to par for at least my standard and the author's standard as well. So it depends, man. But I'd definitely be down for it if anything comes around my way. Well, that'll about do it for this evening, guys. Thank you all for joining me on the third episode of Interview with a Vidpire. Hope that I answered your questions adequately. Thank you all for listening in and supporting what I do as always. And I will see you guys next time for part 4, episode 4. Ooh. Also a new video comes out very, very soon. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. Have a good day.